Ponte Vecchio. Welcome! We're about to walk you along the right side of the River Brenta. You'll discover its banks and follow our journey from the old bridge, which will take you to the monastery of Campese. You literally have the river at your feet, thanks to our chosen route. It runs through the woods and sometimes opens up to little beaches that gently climb down to meet the current. If you look hard enough, you'll be able to see trout and other type of fish under the water surface. We'll carry on with a walk on the right, but a narrow bridge after Campese will allow those who want to go back toward the old bridge following the left bank. Bassano's Bridge, also called Old Bridge or Alpini's Bridge, is one of the most beautiful wooden bridges in Italy. The bridge, as you see it today, is similar to Andrea Palladio's project of 1569, and is made on wood, from the basement to the canopy, which is covered with shingles. The building links the two banks of the Brenta River, where it shrinks at the bottom of the hill, which is where the city is located. In 1209, the bridge's structure used to be simpler and rough, but it wasn't any less efficient at all. In fact, it was necessary to connect Bassano to Angarano, a small village on the other bank. The bridge was really important for the city because it guaranteed Bassano's status and importance over other, less noticeable villages. Look carefully, can you see the excisement on the entrance of the bridge? In the 13th century, foreign citizens had to pay tax to enter Bassano, as this money improved the local economy and enriched the city. The bridge was destroyed several times, both by men and river. Take a look out of the balustrade. How much water can you see flowing today? The flow rate changes significantly during the year, but this doesn't impede the fresh breeze to blow from the Valsugana Valley even in August. After the Great Brentana, also named the Brenta Flood, in October 1567, the famous architect Andrea Palladio was asked to design a new bridge, because the old one had been completely destroyed. The project opted for a wooden bridge with new structural and technical solutions to be stronger than the previous one, and this has become a road bridge today. Its structure is breathtaking and also allows you to have the best view of the city center and mountains. The bridge you are walking now isn't the same as the one of the time, but it's the exact copy in its reconstruction, which was built by the Alpini after the Second World War. This is the reason why the bridge is also called Alpini's Bridge. A lot of water has flowed under its arches during its endless life, and so much history has crossed its path.